I think if I really, at the heart of it, for me, and probably what I would tell somebody who's in a similar situation is that somewhere along the way, I got so out of my heart and out of my body and into my head. And it really was not serving me well. And I got so disconnected from how I was actually feeling and the thoughts that I was thinking, that the biggest sort of, I guess, transformation was to actually start to listen to my heart, listen to my body again, and get out of my head, get into my heart, and trust myself and know I'm worthy.
Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host and your coach, Stephanie Zeller. Today on the show, I am joined by a client of mine, Dr. Terry Pukenich, and she is so inspiring. I really wanted to have her on because she has done so much inner work and really, really leaned into her intuition. She has some unique intuitive gifts, as do you. But she has gone all in and it has really changed things for her. And this is possible for everyone when we discover our unique intuitive gifts, which every single person has several unique intuitive gifts. When we can unlock them and strengthen them, they drastically change our lives. Now, the interesting thing about everyone's unique intuitive gifts is they are gifts that come naturally to you. However, you do often have to do some work around like unlocking them because a lot of times we have been cut off from them because of how much our society values our thinking mind over our intuition. So when you start leaning deep into your intuition and you start unlocking your intuitive gifts, you start to realize, first of all, just how unique and special you are. I mean, you can do this like amazing, magical thing in a way that no one else can. And then that creates so much value around what you do, who you are, what you can offer to people. Sometimes your unique intuitive gifts are something that you might offer to people. Other times, maybe they're just something for you and they enhance your life. They help you manifest more. They help you feel better during the day. I mean, intuitive gifts vary so much from person to person. Now, here's the thing. I just opened up my course, Intuition and Beyond. And if you take that course with me, you will get a one-on-one session with me where I will tell you one of your unique intuitive gifts and how to unlock it and strengthen it. This is like an invaluable thing. I mean, seriously, just this part of the course is worth the entire price of the course because most of the time, people don't know what their unique intuitive gifts are. And when I tell them and they actually do some work around it to unlock it and strengthen it, it changes their life. And that's why I wanted to share with you this episode with Terry today, because that's what she did. She really did some work around it and it totally changed her life. And now she offers so much value to her clients because of the way that she's unlocked this gift. And she can do this thing that she does unlike anyone else. And that's the cool thing about our intuitive gifts is when we unlock them, we can do it in a way unlike anyone else. I mean, can you imagine the value? Like what you do is separate and different from the way anyone else is doing it in the world. How amazing is that? And everyone has these. And so one of my unique intuitive gifts is to be able to intuit, to read into other people's intuitive gifts. So when you sign up for Intuition and Beyond, you will get a one-on-one with me and I will share with you your unique intuitive gift. And this is like one of my favorite parts of Intuition and Beyond is that I get to do this. I get to see people light up and be so excited by their intuitive gifts. Intuition and Beyond is open for enrollment. I only open this course up every year and a half, and it sells out every time. It is so fun. Usually I have people like they don't miss a single class because it's so fun. And on top of that, it's really empowering. I mean, the way that I see people's self-trust, decision-making, confidence just soar in this class is truly mind-blowing. Like it blows my mind and I created the course. So right now there's a $555 discount for Intuition Beyond that expires after October 11th of 2025. So get on it. Like take advantage of this discount. I also have released some other episodes with some past clients that took Intuition Beyond, so check out some recent episodes for those as well, and you can check those out in the show notes. In order to enroll in Intuition Beyond, you can click the link in the show notes, or you can go to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses, click Intuition Beyond, and enroll there. I can't wait to have you in this class. It's going to be so much fun. If this episode inspires you, be sure to pass it along to someone that you feel like it would inspire as well. All right, without further ado, let's get into this epic conversation. Enjoy. So I'm inviting some people on the show that I find their journeys to be really inspiring. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about your transformation, your journey, especially having to do with your intuition. Because I saw, like, I've just seen such a massive change in you with your intuition, number one, and number two, really interesting ways that you've applied it. So do you feel like you've always been intuitive?
Looking back, like now that I understand a bit more about it, yes. But I don't think I really recognized that that's what it was.
Before you took the intuition course and kind of went on a more dedicated path of intuition, do you feel like you had a different way of making decisions? Like, how did you used to make decisions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I made decisions like logically with my head, you know, weighing the pros and cons and writing down lists and, yeah, not really listening to my heart and my body and, you know, what felt good a lot of the times.
Was decision-making stressful?
Oh my gosh. Yes, so stressful. So I recognized like a long time ago that I was, because I was a leader in my office and I had, you know, such strong leader energy, I'd bring that leader energy into home. And I was the default decision maker for like everything in my life. And I heard of this concept, I don't know how long ago, of like decision fatigue. And I was like, oh my God, I have that so much. Like I got to a point, and then I think it was through Your Life's Work when I was going through that class, and I was like, I am so tired of making all of the decisions for everybody. And it did get to the point where making decisions started to become hard. And I was just like, I don't want to decide. I don't care.
We're going to get into more details of your journey, but I'm curious, following this thread, do you feel less fatigued now making decisions because of the way you're, because it's interesting, right? Like, decision fatigue can come from having to make too many decisions, but it also, I think, comes from using like a painstaking way to make them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, 100%.
That is like actually draining way more of your energy than is required.
100%.
So now, do you feel like it takes up less energy to make decisions?
Yeah, I think there's a element of both. Like, there's both the like, I don't need to make all of the decisions, but then also the element of, you know, I can trust my intuition on some decisions and I don't need to overthink this.
Yeah.
Or on all decisions, really. You know, I'm still in this phase. I don't know if I'm there with like letting my intuition guide me on everything, but yeah.
I had Frank on to talk about intuition as well. And Frank was in your round of Your Life's Work, and you guys both took the intuition course. What made you want to sign up for that course?
I think, if I'm being honest, probably a couple of things. First of all, it's like just fear of missing out.
Okay.
Like, I just love everything you do. It was never something I could see coming. But like, I just, like I said, I love everything you do. And I was just like, I didn't want to miss out on it because everybody else was kind of signing up for it. And I thought, well, this might be cool. And then there was an element of definite, like, this is weird, but maybe I'll learn something. Like, yeah, it was, I was curious. I was curious about it.
You know, it's interesting because I had Aaron and Frank on together and I asked them if they were skeptical before they started.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I asked them when that went away and they said in the first session.
Oh yeah.
So was it the same for you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think for me, it was like this element of like, because you had then called that course some psychic power activation, right?
Psychic power activation school.
Yeah. And I think you've changed it since then. So I think for me anyway, that the word psychic, it feels a little bit charged. Like it feels like a little too far out there. You know, I think of like, you know, reading people's fortunes and kind of like predicting the future and things like that when I think about the word psychic, versus what we did. It was just really just like learning to, you know, drop into your body, to drop into your heart, to connect with the field, which I deeply believed in before that course. So then, as soon as I could sort of maybe drop my judgment around that word psychic, I feel like I was able to just sort of like go, oh, yeah, I can definitely connect to this.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey with the word psychic for me personally, because I feel like the course, originally I titled it that because it's not just an intuition course, right? Like you're not just learning how to hear your own intuition. We do go beyond that. We do go into connecting with like spirit guides or all sorts of things like channeling and that kind of stuff. And so I felt like, okay, I'm going to call it psychic power activation school because the other thing that you guys were doing is learning about your psychic powers, which your specific, unique sort of intuitive psychic gifts, which we'll also get into. So it's funny because I know that there's stigma and charge around the word psychic because people think of fortune tellers, unfortunately, still, like a lot of people do, or they think of future forecasting, like, yeah, telling the future. And so for a while, I kind of moved away from that word just for me personally in the last year or two. And then now I'm coming back to it because I'm realizing like it's the word that's closest to the truth of what I'm actually doing. Right? Can you think of another word?
No, not really.
Right? Unfortunately, I wish there was another word that didn't have the stigma of fortune telling, but was beyond intuition, because I feel like just saying what I am is intuitive and what I'm teaching is intuition is not true.
Right.
It's not even true, you know?
Yeah.
So I called it Psychic Power Activation School. And then intuitively, I was feeling like to now call it intuition and beyond. And who knows, maybe at some point I'll go back to Psychic Power Activation School. But yes, for you guys that signed up when it was called Psychic Power Activation School, I think it was a bigger leap because especially for some of you, like you in particular, you were like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Which is also part of why I wanted to have you on, because I do think there's been a transformation away from the judgment and around the this is weird into more of a like you've gone even further into the curiosity, which I think has really, really served you, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
First, we'll talk about what you feel like your personal transformation was like and what you kind of discovered in the course, and then we'll talk about what you did beyond the course, which is what I think is really, really interesting also. So I guess like, well, I haven't ever even asked you this, but like, what did you think of the course? What was the course like for you?
Oh, I thought it was so fun. Like that was the first and foremost thing. Like it was so fun. I was able to come at it like all the work that we were doing in your life's work is like so sort of like deep and kind of heavy at times, and it's a lot. Whereas that course, I was able to come at it just so lighthearted, open, free. And it really allowed me, I think, to like drop into my body a whole lot more, which was really a great experience for me. And through that course, I learned to trust myself so much. Like it, you know, I had been going through a real period in my life where I was like second guessing everything. Like I didn't know, I was so stuck. I didn't know what to do, where I was going. I was like, should I do this? Should I do that? I don't know. I don't know what feels good. Like, and I was just stuck in this like spiral of this or that, I don't know. And then decision fatigue. And I'm like, I don't want to make this decision. This is stressing me out. So I'll just stay stuck. So yeah, so that course really helped me to, like I said, trust myself again.
Yeah, and I was telling Frank that everybody in your round of your life's work took Intuition Beyond, and that was the first time I had offered it at the same time, so that that was even an option. And I noticed such a massive difference
Oh, yeah.
in all of you
I could see that.
in terms of just trusting yourself, because I think even in your life's work, where the emphasis is on career and making, some life changes and stuff, it's like you can have big revelations of career changes or life changes that you need to make, but if you don't trust yourself, you won't make them.
Oh, totally.
And so what I saw with all of you is there was a deepening of trust, and then that facilitated greater movement in your life's work, which was really cool, which I would assume has continued. I mean, do you feel like you're quicker to, with big decisions you have to make or big things you have to do you feel like you're just quicker to take action now because you do trust yourself more?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Like I take very quick action now.
Wow.
And it's funny because I feel like you asked me at the beginning, like, do you think you were, I don't know how you phrased it, but basically it was like, do you think you were always sort of intuitive? And I thought, and I said, I didn't recognize it as that, but I do feel that, throughout my life, I've been intuitive in the sense of like making decisions, but I would sort of self-deny that. I don't know if that's the right word, but like I would just like not listen to myself.
Yeah.
Right? It's like I knew what to do. I had that in me, but I would just like not trust myself in it, so that I would stay stuck and not do anything and not take action.
And what did that look like in your head? Was it just like the logical kind of overthinking mind coming in with reasons why you shouldn't?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It was logical overthinking coming in.
Yeah. What does that look like now? Does that overthinking come in, but yet you just trust yourself so you keep going anyways? Or just do you feel like what does that look like now?
Yeah, I think I have a different inner dialogue now than I did before, for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
I think sometimes that, that inner critic voice definitely comes in. It's not like completely gone, but I think I'm able to like consciously recognize that it's coming in and sort of like go back to my nervous system regulation tools and get back centered and get back in my body and be like, and understanding too, because my journey has included a lot of therapy and,
Yeah.
and understanding too, like those are my parts that are coming up, and I can just, give them some love and support and but still move forward. So
Right.
yeah.
Beautiful. When I had Frank and Aaron on, I had them share any kind of crazy moments or memories that they had that they thought was kind of fun or interesting about the course. Do any come to mind for you?
Oh yeah, totally. My favorite memory of that course was when it was like very early on. Oh, two things actually pop up now that I'm really thinking about it. First of all, when we had a session around spirit guides, a buffalo came to me and
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that felt so right, that like one of my spirit guides is a buffalo. And I think it was either you or Tilo actually made me recognize too that like a buffalo is the only creature that will like walk forward into a storm.
Yes. Yeah, I shared that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got this like visual of those, traditional buffalo pictures where they're like covered in snow, and I was just like, oh my God, that makes so much sense for me.
Yes.
So that was one. And then the other time was when boy, I think we were doing group channeling around something, and I got this vision of this boy down by a river, and he said, it's not your fault.
I remember this.
Yeah, and your brother was like, I think that might be me. And I had this thing when I was a kid, and I pushed this kid in the river, and he kind of was that age, and he kind of looked like that. And I was just like, I was blown away.
Yes.
Those are the two that
Yes.
come to mind. But I do remember very clearly, like having very clear, almost every class we had, I remember having a facial expression of like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, wow, somebody did something that I was like, oh, I can't believe that just happened.
I know. I know. Yeah, and I would take so many screenshots of everyone's jaw just dropped.
Exactly.
Yes. So for the listener, we do channeling where once you Once you build up a sort of, let's say, a basic and advanced level of your intuition, then I teach you how to start receiving information for other people. And then we do that as a group. And that is part of what builds essentially the evidence and credibility of intuition is you get something. I mean, I was just, it's so crazy you say that story because for some reason that popped into my head yesterday. And I actually didn't remember who did that. I didn't remember it. I didn't know it was you. I just remembered somebody receiving that information where they were like, I see a little boy. He's all wet. It's like he's in the water. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And then my brother Patrick, who took the course in year round, he was like, yeah, that happened to me. I pushed a friend of mine when we were eight.
Yeah.
I pushed him in the river.
Yeah.
And he was really upset. And then his mom wouldn't let me play with him after that or something like that. Yeah, and exactly. He's like, yeah, so it's not my fault. Yeah. That, and we were all like, what?
What? Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And it's funny because I have been doing, you know, psychic readings for years now. And when that kind of stuff happens, it still surprises me. Like, it's still fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, totally. Oh, totally. Totally.
Before we move on to then kind of what your unique psychic gifts was and how you explore that even more, I'm curious how you feel about it now, because like when you first stepped into that course, albeit it was called Psychic Power Activation School, you were like, this is weird. You were like, oh my God, this is weird. I'm going to do this, but this is weird.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it now?
Oh, I feel like so just non-charged. Like it's just normal. Like when I first signed up, I did not tell anybody. Like I didn't tell my husband, and I tell him everything. I didn't tell my kids, my best friend, nobody at work, like nobody. I was like, they're like, what do you, I was like, I have this course tonight. And I just say, oh, it's just with Stephanie. Like, I wouldn't say like it was, it was anything like to do with anything like that. And then I remember when I told my husband, and he was actually much cooler about it than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be like, whoa, you're going off the deep end. Like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
And then in our very last bit of your life's work, we do that momentum challenge. And, you know, it's like, you got to step out of your comfort zone every day. And I told my very best friend, I sent her this voice memo and offered sort of like to do a reading for her. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't believe in any of this stuff, but I love you so much. That's fine if you want to do that. I don't know if I'll believe it. But it just sort of, it became just a part of who I was. And I was totally okay with it.
How did that reading go?
It was good. You know, it was funny because she really, I've had an interaction with her since then that I find interesting, but like not our overall relationship, but just a certain instance, which I can tell you about. But that particular reading, because she wasn't a believer, really, she tended to take things very literally.
Okay. So you were kind of sharing like metaphorical sort of symbolic information.
Yeah.
And then she was like looking for the literal.
Yeah, totally. And she couldn't like extrapolate that into sort of bigger areas of her life, sort of a thing. So, yeah. But since then, she told me about this. She has a close work friend who her husband had died, and her work friend was going to see a medium to try to connect with him on the other side. And she was telling me the story about how Lisa, as she was going into the reading, she was thinking about this story about her husband, something about to do with his slippers by the door or something. And she was kind of thinking about that. And then Janice, my friend, was telling me the story. And she said when she got there, this medium sort of knew this story about the slippers. And Janice was like, isn't that crazy? Like my mind was blown. And I was just like, well, it's not really that crazy because like...
You're like, yeah, I've been telling you this like the last few years. Like I don't...
Yeah, like Lisa put this out into the field and the medium just connected with it. Like it wasn't that crazy.
Yeah. Yes. I love that because I think it shows how you've had the process demystified. Like I feel like when we understand what's going on,
yeah,
it's so much more believable. And
oh, yeah.
And also, yeah, I think when somebody goes in to receive a reading, I think it helps to understand what's actually happening. You know, just in terms of being open and allowing yourself to kind of receive the information with discernment. I'm not saying like, you know, to
to go in without a brain. But it's like, I think when you're going in super guarded and looking for the logical, yeah, it's easy to miss the good stuff there, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
I guess I have one other question that just popped in. I love the story about seeing the buffalo as your spirit guide, because you're so much a like, let's fucking go energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, and that is, yeah, I feel like that's so the buffalo. But was there anything else that happened in that course, Intuition and Beyond, that really stuck with you, or that like maybe you received a sign or just something that you were, I don't know, that comes to mind?
Probably the only other thing I can think of is when you gave us what you felt were our actual like psychic gifts.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go into that.
That's obviously had like a huge, massive impact, just owning that for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So as I've said in a couple previous episodes, one of my psychic gifts is to be able to tap in and see other people's psychic gifts. So as part of this course, I share with every person that has signed up one of their strongest psychic gifts. People have many, but I'll just tap into one and give you the one. And then give you a little guidance too around how to activate it. So yours was, let's see if I can recall this. You'll have to tell me if I'm missing anything and filling in the dots. Cause when I'm channeling, I don't always remember everything that I'm saying. But as far as I recall, yours is, well, there was so much around you just having an intuition and a knowing about people's businesses, about strategy and vision, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you also don't need to do a lot of, you just have a knowing for what is right for them. And you don't necessarily need to, like other people that would help people come up with a strategy and vision may have like loads of questions. Not that you don't do that, but mm-hmm. you would be able to just meet with a person and just kind of ask them a few questions and then start getting information around strategy and vision for them. And then you're like this, it's like coming in now, but you're like this orchestrator for it all. It's like, you could even go so far as like figuring out like the team and who would be best suited for them to help them mm-hmm. execute their strategy and vision. Did I miss anything?
No, that's yeah. perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
And you were already dabbling with that, right?
Yeah, totally. That had come out sort of in my your life's work as kind of part of what my zone of genius, my like true purpose in sort of life was.
Yes, I love that. Let's pause on that for a second. So you're a dentist. You are a very successful dentist, and you've grown this robust practice and just had all sorts of success. And then you had this, I mean, the reason you signed up for your life's work is it was kind of like, okay, yeah, I have all this success, but also something's off, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so as part of your life's work, obviously we go into like, okay, what's off? What can you change? And tell us the biggest revelations you had about yourself and how you could sort of shift into your zone of genius through your life's work.
It was really understanding. I mean, I think a big thing for me was understanding that dentistry was a bit of a shadow career for me. It was the thing that was leading me to really like what my true life's purpose was, which is to really help people to explore, you know, the limitless possibilities for their life so that they can move forward with confidence and clarity. That sort of became my like guiding purpose, mission statement in life that, you know, I created a desktop screensaver for it so I could see it all the time too, that like this is where I'm going and really what I'm meant to do in this life. And then the fact that that psychic gift. So it through that process too, I started to understand actually how special of a gift it is for me to envision possibilities.
Yes.
I didn't understand before I took that your life's work, I didn't understand. And then even Psychic Power Activation School helped me understand that more clear, that I didn't get that people couldn't see stuff and envision stuff like I could.
Yes.
Like I thought everybody had that ability to do that. I didn't really think that that was special in any way whatsoever.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I really didn't. I was like, everyone can do it. Like, just think about what you would like to do and what's cool and what's possible.
And then flawlessly execute it. Yeah, like, what's the problem? Like, I can do that. I don't understand. Why is everyone else struggling around me?
when you put it like that, it seems kind of ridiculous that I did that. I thought everybody had this ability, but yeah.
Well, that is such a remarkably common experience that people's zone of genius. So it for the listeners, your zone of genius are gifts that you innately have that come so naturally to you that you actually don't even have to work at them. And we are taught in society to throw those things away and only focus on the things that we're not good at. It's like when you don't get a good grade in school, focus on what you didn't do well at, focus on getting the bad grade up. Don't focus on what you're naturally good at. Right.
Yeah.
So we're taught, our brains are like wired to focus on what we're not good at. We're not even trained to focus on like where we're amazing. And because of that, almost everybody that comes into your life's work has a zone of genius. It's already active. They have these gifts that they're already so good at and they don't know what they are. They have zero idea because a lot of times it's so natural to us. Mm-hmm. It's so easy that we think it's easy for everyone because we've never had to work at it. And I actually remember having a few conversations with you about it and being like, you know, having worked with so many people really struggle with something like strategy. You know, like they may, okay, let's say even that they kind of come up with a vision. It's like the execution is so hard for people. And I remember your face like, oh, what? Like,
totally.
And I was like, yeah, you don't know that because it's so easy for you.
Yeah.
And so, and yeah, maybe even that came out in our little like one-on-one where I was telling you your psychic gift. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, it actually occurs to me. I wonder if even at the beginning of that kind of reading where I was telling you that, if you were like, why, well, that's not even special because everyone can do that. I wonder if a little bit of you thought that, but anyways, okay. So you, when you came into your life's work, you already had Dental Boss Lady, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So Dental Boss Lady is essentially this other business that you have where you help. Well, I'm going to let you tell it. What is Dental Boss Lady?
It's basically a practice management coaching platform for women dental practice owners specifically, just to teach them how to lead and manage their dental practice to where they want to see it go.
Okay, cool. So you already had that when you came into your life's work. And then through your life's work, you realized like, whoa, I have gifts that really lend themselves to me helping people in a bigger way over here, like outside of dentistry. That really lights me up that I'm going to continue exploring and growing. And that business really grew while you were in your life's work, right?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And you're laughing because you didn't.
I laugh about it because I didn't even recognize it.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you, that this is what happens when you come into alignment with your authentic self and you start trusting yourself and you're following your intuition is like things just happen so easily. So it's like you didn't recognize it because you were so used to working so hard and hustling so much. Yeah. And then you were like, whoa, I didn't do that. And it grew. What?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. So let's see. I'm trying to think of the order of events here. Had you already done, but when I shared that gift with you, had you already done more like intimate one-on-one work with people to talk through strategy and vision? You had.
I had just started. I maybe had done it maybe one time. I had done a one-on-one, but I was very much, I was at that point sort of almost against doing one-on-one. And I was focusing mostly on just group and online self-led stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take level one of intuition beyond, and then you'll have to correct me if I'm getting the order of events wrong, but I think then what happened was I got a download one day. I feel like I was just driving and I got the sudden download of like, oh, you and I can work together and I can work more intimately with you on your psychic gifts to help you develop it and cultivate it because you were working with people on strategy and vision, but there was also a heavy reliance still on the logical mind with
yes,
strategy and vision. And I was really getting this strong intuition that you would enjoy it really so much more if you could start leaning more into just receiving the information psychically, and you would receive information that your logical mind couldn't arrive at. if you did that.
Yes. Yes.
And so I was like, hey, I sent you a voice note and I was like, hey, I'm getting this download that we could do this one-on-one container, you and I. And I do this with a lot of my, well, some of my existing clients where we do just more one-on-one kind of like VIP work. And it was like, what if you get a couple of clients and then I work with you on working with them and we really develop this, like we really develop your psychic gifts. Mm-hmm. Do you remember mm-hmm. how you first felt when I offered that?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was scared, but I knew right away it was going to be a hell yes right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And tell me about the fear.
I think the fear was around like, is this actually going to make the difference that I really want it to make? Like I was like kind of, you know, I guess maybe doubting a little bit. It was doubting.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Which was probably your logical mind, right?
Yeah, it totally was my logical mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Because your body was saying hell yes. And then your mind was like, I don't know. Okay. All right. So then we start working together. And right away, it's so interesting because there's level one and level two of intuition and beyond. And you took level one. And then we did this more intimate work. Mm-hmm. And I had this intuitive sense right away that I could just throw you. I feel like I just want to use the phrase like throw you into the deep end in terms of like, mm-hmm. okay, hey, when you're coaching someone, you can start receiving psychic information. And a lot of times, like even in level two, I was sort of working people up to that. But with you, I felt like you can do this right now. Like
I could.
You're already at that level. Let's just fucking go.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of giving you little like what you needed in terms of here's how to do it. When you're talking to someone, you're going to do this and you're going to start to discern like, what is my thinking mind and what are thoughts that are coming in versus like, what is psychic information that is coming in around them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So tell us about what that process was like for you, kind of like on the inside of learning how to do that. And were you surprised that you could do it?
Yeah. Okay. That's the first thing. I was totally surprised because when we went through the training, right, there was a very sort of period before we kind of like, I guess it's going to like before we kind of went psychic where you would like do this whole induction and dropping us in and doing this sort of like pre-work to connect to the field sort of a thing. And then as you and I were doing the coaching, and even when I would do it on my own, like I would, like when I got in sort of like what I might call the zone, like things would just like, it came in so fast. I didn't have to do any type of like, I could just, we would just be talking like this and you'd be like, well, what does that feel like? I'd be like, oh, it's like this. And you're like, yeah, I think that's what I got too. So that was really an eye-opening experience for me that I was like, whoa, like this is a gift. This is a gift that I had. Like I could finally then own it. I think it gave me confidence to own it and then be confident that like it was right and I could use it and listen to it.
Yes. Yeah. Because we worked on two things, right? It was like, because a lot of what we ended up working on was you receiving information in real time.
For sure.
Which is, I would say, you know, it's a level on, it's a psychic gift to be able to do that on top of the strategy and vision, because strategy and vision too, you could do, let's say you could like kind of drop in and kind of meditative state and just start receiving information or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is like, you're talking to someone and you're open enough to where you start receiving psychic information about them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like that changed things like as a whole in terms of you coaching someone with receiving all that additional information and your ability to do that?
So the big thing that I noticed in my coaching that it changed is that I became much more open to possibilities for them. Whereas I feel like before I might sort of maybe put people in a box or make some assumptions about things that I probably shouldn't have at all, but I did, if I'm being honest. And then, you know, in this regard, when I was open, I intuitively would get and can get the guiding questions, I think, or like where the power lies in that almost, because then it also helps my clients to almost like arrive at that and feel like they got there themselves too a little bit. Not that I've just like prior to that, it was like me just telling people what to do versus or what I thought they should do versus now, like I said, that guidance is a little bit more subtle in terms of teasing it out of them. Because I have to believe on some level, like this is inside of them as well. They just don't know it.
1,000%. Yeah.
Right. So it's me sort of teasing it out of them, something that I'm getting intuitively that I feel confident in for them, but they don't feel confident in it.
Yeah. So prior to us working together, you already had this gift that was pretty activated in terms of intuiting strategy and vision, but then you leaned into it even more with our work together. How do you feel like that changed? I'm just really curious in terms of maybe getting more granular with how that changed the actual strategy and vision. Do you feel like there were different strategies or visions that almost at times would surprise you?
I think probably the big thing that really surprised me was when I thought that I really had this ability to work with dentists because I was a dentist. And then you pushed me outside my comfort zone to do this. Now, I am still mostly working with dentists, but I have done probably, I think, three or four for sort of non-dentists.
Yeah.
And that really gave me like confidence because like I don't know their business. I don't know, like dentistry, I know very intimately. Like I can do strategy and stuff very easily, but like other businesses, I don't really know how to run the business outside of it. So then when I did that for other people, then I really owned like, oh, like this is a gift. I can do this.
Right. Because how would you know that information? Like you were in two.
Totally.
Yeah. Like you didn't know their field. You didn't know their industry. And yet you were still able to come up with a full like strategy and vision. And it's like,
yeah,
how would you have done that without receiving that intuitively?
Totally.
Yes. Totally. And it landed like a lot of,
yeah, it did
land. Yeah. They were all like, whoa,
yeah,
this is cool.
And you know, I'm really curious. I sort of have this knowing, I guess, in these instances that because these aren't people that I continued to go on and work with and coach because I'm not a coach in their field. So we did this vision thing and then we just sort of left it. And I'm just like, I literally want to put in my calendar to talk to these people like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
To be like, what aspects of that actually came to fruition for you and became a reality for you?
Yeah.
Because I have this deep sense of knowing that like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, just like I asked you, like, what was your experience like in the course? What was it like to experience really honing your gift from your perspective? Like, what was that experience like?
It was actually so freeing. Like to the point that I actually got to a point where even like with my dental clients, I sort of would let them in on the secret that like I'm actually, you know, trying to just open up and receive some guidance on this for you, where I wasn't embarrassed or afraid to say that like, hey, I'm getting help from the universe on this.
Yeah.
It's not just me and my brain.
Yeah. And I think you even said to some of them, like, I'm going to kind of channel.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. And to see them even light up when things would come through, you could tell, I can definitely tell now based on their energy that I see when I channel something and I say something that I always get the sense it was planted in their hearts already. Like I'm just sort of like bringing it out of them because you can see their faces just light up like, oh, that's it. That's what I want. But they are just not able to like articulate it, to get it out, to really say it for whatever reason.
That is what you just said is so much. It's like 90% of a psychic reading is putting words around a deep knowing that someone already has, but it's so deep that they can't articulate it yet or put it into form.
Yeah.
And it's like you tell them and then all of a sudden it rises up from their heart into their mind and it's like an explosion and they're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why it's so fun and fulfilling, right?
Oh, That is so fun. Like, yeah, when you can touch people that deeply, it's incredible.
So something I've noticed in a theme of this conversation is it's like when you came into the course, granted, again, it was called Psychic Power Activation School, but you had a lot of skepticism. You were like, this is weird. And then you told your husband, he was like, okay, whatever. And then you told your friend, you did a reading for your friend, and then you started to actually telling clients, hey, this is what I'm doing. And when you say your experience pretty much across the board has been like everyone's just like cool.
100%. Yeah. People are like, okay. Some
Just think that's interesting.
people are like, oh, that's cool. And they want to know more. And other people are just like, oh, great. Nobody's like, that's weird. Like, you're a weirdo. Like, nobody was like that.
I know. I just think that's interesting because I think so many of us, including myself, I used to have this bias, this belief that everyone again would think like, oh, she's fucking lost it or she's so crazy. And then you tell people and it's like almost entirely the opposite.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Okay, is there anything else that you feel like you just want to share about your transformation, your experience?
I mean, the whole thing has just brought me so much closer to knowing myself. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I'm most grateful for in all of it. Through, our going on almost like 2 years of work together is like just coming to know myself and trust myself and love myself and know I'm worthy of it all has been one of the best like journeys of my life for sure.
What would you say to the, it's kind of like, I guess, a dual question of thinking about somebody that is in a similar situation to where you were a couple years ago, maybe just suffering from decision fatigue and feeling like this is so exhausting to make all these decisions, or also maybe feeling a little stuck, or maybe even not fully trusting yourself or not being totally tapped into your intuition, even though maybe you didn't know that's what was happening. It's like, what would you say to them? And also, maybe it would be the same thing you would say to the past version of you.
I think if I really, at the heart of it, for me, and probably what I would tell somebody who's in a similar situation is that somewhere along the way, I got so out of my heart and out of my body and into my head. And it really was not serving me well. And I got so disconnected from how I was actually feeling and the thoughts that I was thinking that the biggest sort of, I guess, transformation was to actually start to listen to my heart, listen to my body again, and through nervous system regulation, those tools were a huge driving force for me to understand getting back into my body. Like, I was like, what does that even mean? Right. That is where it really, I think it all starts and essentially ends for me is like, get out of my head, get into my heart, and trust myself and know I'm worthy. Yeah, that's what I would tell people where to start. Like we're way too much in the analytical, overthinking, inner dialogue that's negative voice, and because that's what we're comfortable with, that keeps us stuck because we get in that loop and that spiral. That's what I even talked about at the beginning of the podcast, right? It's like we get in that loop and that spiral that it then becomes just more comfortable just to stay stuck.
And overall, now that you have really rewired yourself, your mind, your body to drop in, to sense what feels good, to follow your intuition, how is, I guess I want to have this kind of before after, like how do you feel differently now, just in your whole life?
So the first thing that always comes to mind is like there's such a sense for me of freedom, which is what I was searching for when I joined. And that freedom though, it was like my analytical brain freedom of like, I didn't want to work as much and I wanted to have more money, which I thought was freedom.
Oh my God. I just want to pause on this because I have so many clients that come in with like the, I just need like financial freedom. And I'm like, no, you want freedom. You want like inner freedom.
You want inner freedom. Yes,
yeah.
It's it. So yeah, like that sense of freedom that comes along with allowing myself to follow my intuition of what fucking feels good.
Yes.
Honestly, like I was having so little fun.
Yeah.
You know, with myself, even with my husband, like I talked, we just had this conversation a couple of weeks ago about like having our inner childs like have fun and play together. Like in relationships now, I think like you can see where we have adult fun. We have a lot of adult fun, but like we don't have kid fun, you know,
Yeah.
where we're just like acting like dumb little kids who don't have a care in the world of anything. So,
yes.
You know, so yeah, so it was that sense of freedom that I just need to follow what makes me feel good and I will feel free. Yeah. And then so much more just joy in my life because I've followed that path of what feels good.
And you don't feel stuck anymore.
No. No, I don't feel stuck at all.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to tell me about how people can connect with you. And are you mostly just doing, you're mostly just doing strategy and vision for dentists?
Yeah, mostly right now. Yeah.
Okay. So you offer Dental Boss Lady for like some curriculum and group coaching. And then you also offer some strategy and vision one-on-one if people want to go really deep into just building something amazing, right?
You bet. Yeah, you bet.
Okay. So how can people find that information? I'll have it in the show notes, but.
Yeah, probably the easiest just on my website, which is dentalbosslady.com. There's even a little section there where you can schedule just like a 30-minute one-on-one with me just to chat.
Oh, perfect. And your Instagram?
And then my Instagram is at dentalbosslady.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That was fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you liked it, be sure to pass it along to a friend and leave me a 5 stars wherever you listen. Don't forget that right now, my course Intuition and Beyond is open for enrollment. This course sells out fast. You can find a link to it in the show notes, or you can head to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses and find Intuition and Beyond. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Until next time.